All right. I like to read. I think it's fun. I'm sure some of you agree with me on that, but obviously some of you don't, and I don't care. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I am Trey, and today I'm going to be talking about Undaunted, which is the second book in the dystopian series Inhuman by Kat Falls. And I have a special guest with me today, but he's not here right now, but he'll be here in a couple minutes, so say hello to Marshall. So, Undaunted is the follow-up to Inhuman, second book in the series, and I'm going to give a short summary of the book. It's a good book. Alright, so, summary of the book. So, after the first book, when Rick became infected with Tiger, he forced Lane to make a promise. The promise Lane gave was that she would put down if he ever ended up going feral. Ever since she made that promise, she dreaded the moment that it would actually happen. But when she hears rumors about Rafe actually turning feral and killing people, she knows time has come for her to fulfill her promise. Lane is supposed to travel into the feral zone along with their friend from the Lion Guard, Everson, and the four tigresses, Neve, Deepnita, Mahari, and Charmaine. Alright, and that's a short summary of the book. It's a great book, really. I loved it. Okay, I'm going to give a book review of Undaunted, because what's a book review podcast without a book review? So, I found it interesting that one of the main antagonists in the story ended up being the leader of the east side of the wall, and even just gave herself as the chairman, and people just, like, accepted that, even though she kind of started the plague, and everything that happened was her fault. So this book kind of reminded me of like a Resident Evil or Maze Runner, where there's like a dystopian setting and like a theme where the plague and people are willing to do anything to find a cure for it. I was surprised how there was an ending that gave hints of another sequel, but the resolution to the problem in the story just kind of made it where it'd be hard to make a good topic or conflict if they made another book. Something I'd like to know about is how the infection or plague first started. So in fact, I think it'd be interesting if Kat Falls, who's the author, made a kind of pre-sequel thing, but like right when or like right after the plague started, instead of being from Lane's point of view. Because, I mean, she wasn't born at that time. I think it'd be cool if it was from the chairman's point of view. So, that's my review of the book. I liked it. So. Okay, I'm not sure if I said this earlier, but I have a guest with me right now.
That would be me.
Yeah, I was about to say hello to everyone, Marshall, but you already said hello.
Hi.
Anyways, I'm going to ask Marshall a few questions just to get different opinions, thoughts, and stuff like that on the book. Anyways, what aspects of this book made it good?
I liked how it kind of, like the way that she combined the animals with the people made them like stronger, not weaker. Like you would expect them to be more animal, but it made them actually like cooler. And also, like, it didn't, like, detract from the overall quality of the book. You don't find that very often where you have something bad that doesn't detract from the book. So.
I agree with you on that. I thought it was cool how, like, instead of them just being, like, really weirdly mutated and looking all awkward, it's made them sound just really cool, like a Rafe with the tiger. He just,
yeah,
just a lot stronger and all that. Okay,
like second, quarter with the ashes.
Okay, who's second question? Who's your favorite character in the book?
Probably Rafe.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Definitely one of my top favorites. So, is there anything you did not like about the book?
I think if I would have not read Inhuman, I wouldn't have known what was going on with it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it comes from Inhuman.
Yeah, there's a lot of references from Inhuman in the book.
I kind
of
like them better, where you can read the second book without having to read the first book.
Yeah.
So.
All right. See. If you could ask the author any questions about Undaunted, like why she did anything or made anything happen, what would you ask?
Like, the main bad guy, the chairman,
whatever. Chairman something, yeah.
Yeah, Pre-Gene.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. I probably butchered that name. She was, like, the main bad guy, but then everything they did kind of depended on what she did. Like, I don't like that. I don't like where they base it. Like, the bad guy is the one who kind of makes all the, like, everything work. Like, they couldn't go out without her permission. I mean, they kind of did that anyways. Lane couldn't stay on base without her permission. It just kind of, I don't know, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier in my short book summary, I thought it was interesting how she started the plague and all of that, and then next thing you know, it's like, oh, I'm in charge now.
Yeah.
We good? But I also said in my summary that I think it'd be interesting if they made another book that was from the chairman's point of view, like how that all happened. What's your thought on that?
I think it would probably make her seem like the good guy, even though she's obviously not the good guy.
Yeah.
She started the plague because she wanted, a Minotaur?
Yeah, it's some weird thing for amusement park.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
All right. All right. Final question, without giving any spoilers on the book, because you know everyone hates spoilers.
Right.
In fact, I'm just gonna add an extra comment: don't spoil Avengers Endgame. Even if you have saw it, just don't. It's not cool.
You know they won't see this till next year, right?
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay then. Never mind then. anyways, what surprised you most in this book?
So this is kind of a spoiler, but it's like 8 pages in, so I don't really care. Like, I was surprised that the lionesses would come back, like, that quick after being released from, like, running away from all the humans. They just came right back to the humans, like.
Well, I mean, one of their people was captured.
Right, but the person would not have gotten captured if
they weren't around,
if they weren't around the people. So why would they have come back? That's just like my, like.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I don't know.
All right then, Marshall. Thanks for answering those questions. Overall, I would probably rate the book like 4.5 out of 5. But on Amazon, it was rated 4.4. So I guess I wasn't too far off, right? So, see. What would you rate the book? Any final thoughts or anything on it?
4.5.
Yeah, any final thoughts?
Read Inhuman first. So.
Yeah.
That's the.
Anyways, thanks for answering those questions.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I would recommend this book for anyone who enjoyed reading Hunger Games, Maze Runner, Inhuman, which is the first book in the series, or mostly any dystopian novel. Undaunted is relatively new, so it's not available in many places. However, it is available in Miss Foster's classroom library. I thought it was a great book overall, but you should definitely read Inhuman before reading this, because otherwise you'll have no idea what's going on. Thanks for listening.